Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
He takes classified documents and information seriously. He was surprised to learn any records had been found there. He doesn't know what was in them.
A second set of classified documents belonging to President Joe Biden, dating back to the Obama administration, has been found. It follows a similar discovery last fall at his former think tank. The contents and classification level of the documents have not been determined. House Republicans are calling for a special counsel to investigate the president, just as former President Donald Trump is being investigated for the removal of classified documents from the White House. Meanwhile, the House voted to approve the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. The bill, which passed 220 to 210, would require healthcare professionals to preserve the life of an infant in the rare case a baby is born alive during or after an attempted abortion. Though the bill is almost certain to fail in the Senate, experts say the bill is laying out the priorities of the Republican-controlled House. Representative Amelia Sykes, the Ohio Democrat, spoke about her party's reproductive health care goals.
Our focus in this Congress should be to guarantee the American people have access to accurate health information, including their reproductive health. As we talk about crisis pregnancy centers today, we need to be clear and transparent about what these centers are actually able to do and, most importantly, not do.
Healthcare providers failing to comply could face fines or up to 5 years in prison. However, the bill would not impose penalties on the mother and would grant her protection from any prosecution. The House also passed a bill condemning recent attacks on pro-life facilities, groups, and churches. The House is creating a select subcommittee to study what some Republicans are calling the weaponization of the federal government. It would investigate federal abuses of authority in the style of those done by the Church Committee in the 1970s. Representative Tim Cole explained why he believes the subcommittee is necessary.
The select subcommittee will operate as a select investigative subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee and will be tasked with studying and reporting on the executive branch's authority to collect information on or otherwise investigate citizens of the United States.
Calls for Representative George Santos of New York to resign are hitting close to home. The Nassau County Republican Committee is calling for him to resign, saying lies told during his campaign make him unfit to serve. Joseph Cairo, Nassau County Republican chairman, described why he believes Santos needs to go.
George Santos' campaign last year was a campaign of deceit, lies, fabrication. He deceived the voters of the 3rd Congressional District. He deceived members of the Nassau County Republican Committee.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.